You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know what that music means? The great Pepe Mantilla joins us. Pepe, how you doing, man?
Hi, everybody.
You're clearly in the holiday season with your ugly red, green sweater with Yoda on it. Now, do you consider that to be ugly, or do you consider it to be stylish?
I think it's ugly. I bought it because when I saw it, it looked like Michael Thompson.
Oh, yeah, it looks like Michael.
I look like Yoda?
No, Yoda, wiser than MT.
Totally.
Totally, yeah. Exactly.
I didn't have my glasses, so I bought it thinking that it was Michael Thompson. Then after I bought it, I had my glasses. I said, oh, my God, it's Yoda.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to do 2 o'clock all today. You ready?
Sure, why not?
It appears to be Jude in Culver City. Jude, you're on 710. Hey. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, Jude.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up, man?
Not much. Hey, I just want to talk about, I want to ask Michael a question. Michael, do you know LaRue Martin?
Of course.
Okay, yeah, I used to, matter of fact, I met you years ago in the 80s when I lived in Portland. I used to work for Sunshine Pizza Exchange, and you were a real cool guy back then.
Thanks,
and you still are now.
Yeah, man, LaRue's, you know, a good guy.
Unfortunately, he's famous for getting drafted in front of someone,
He had a great game against Bill Walton in college, and the Blazers got sold on him when he saw him actually outplay Walton at when he was at Loyola Marymount in Chicago, and he got drafted ahead of Bob McAdoo, and he never lived up to that lofty number one standing.
Yeah,
but
right.
LaRue spent his whole career, his whole life up in Portland. He's still alive, of course, but he's a great guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Jude, thank you, Jude.
Thank you, man. Great talking to you. Hey, Jude, by the way, get in some radio with that voice, man. Do some voiceover.
He's got pipes, right? Good pipes. He's got pipes.
Yeah. The Michael, I don't think it'll ever be eclipsed. The worst draft pick of all time.
Don't look at me, Pepe.
Will always be Sam Bowie. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Sam Bowie.
What's worse?
Because
taking Sam Bowie instead of Michael Jordan.
Because when you say that, that means Sam was a stiff and couldn't play.
No, does that mean you passed on Jordan?
Well, yeah, but
you passed on the greatest player of all time.
True, but okay then. What about Houston? Did Houston make a mistake when they drafted Olajuwon?
No, because Olajuwon's in the Hall of Fame.
Olajuwon's a beast.
You told me Olajuwon's the best all-around center you ever played against.
But if they passed up on the greatest player ever, arguably.
Right, but they got one of the top 10 greatest players
ever.
You're
fighting a losing battle.
No, but think about it. Let's say Cleveland.
What do you
drafted
like?
Anthony
you're
Bennett.
Sam Bowie Island.
They drafted Anthony Bennett over Giannis.
That's a good one.
That's a mistake.
Sacramento
Anthony
drafted Marvin Bagley ahead of Luka.
That's right.
A mistake.
Yeah.
But none of those. Bowie is the winner, right?
Yeah, Bowie.
I don't know.
1978.
Oh, who was it?
Pepe.
Michael was the number one overall pick.
Who went after Michael?
Larry Bird.
No!
Oh, come on. Oh,
I did not know that. Michael Thompson went before Larry Bird. I've never even heard that.
Now,
before.
Wait a minute. Here's a weird thing about that. And they fixed this rule. You can't do it anymore.
You can't?
Red Auerbach took Larry Bird after his junior year of college.
No, senior year.
No,
junior. No, senior year because Larry Bird had one more year of eligibility because he sat out a year.
Right. Okay. So, I mean, same premise.
Yeah.
Larry Bird didn't have to declare back then.
He didn't have to leave.
And the rule back then was you get his rights up until the night before the next NBA draft. And so this is
in winning time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so Red Auerbach talked Larry Bird into signing, and the rest is history. What took him with the 6th pick, right?
6 or something.
No matter what, that's bad.
That was a secret, and you just let it out.
No, everybody knows that. If I know that, everybody knows that. And then the other one is Sam Bowie, and there is another one.
Another one?
From Cleveland.
Anthony Bennett.
No, Cleveland. No, I'm sorry. Portland. Got the guy from Ohio State.
No, that's wrong.
Greg Oden.
Greg Oden was the consensus number one because nobody knew how Greg Oden could play. He just got hurt. So we'll say
that. Okay, now here I got another one.
It's the end result that
matters. I got another one for you. You tell me if this is worse than the ones we're talking about. Darko Milicic taken ahead of three guys.
Wasn't it Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, yeah. and Carmelo went third.
Yeah, that was
so.
That,
was LeBron one, Darko two, then Melo, Wade, Bosh, Wade?
I know that was a bad one, but the Portland one was bad.
Which Portland one? Mine or
no? Yours is the worst. But I mean,
yours is the worst. But
then I mean,
who's the most? Who got drafted? Like you mentioned Giannis earlier, that might be the answer. Giannis went 14th.
Yeah. Mm. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard went 16th or 17th.
Mm. What is
Steph went 7th.
7th. Yep.
I'm trying.
What did Clay go?
Clay went 11th.
11th.
Steph went behind Blake Griffin.
How about Kobe? Kobe was
no,
was
but Kobe 10th. Told everybody, okay, so, I'm only going to go to the Lakers.
Yeah, and here's an interesting thing about the Kobe draft. So John Calipari was the coach of the Nets. Hey, we heard that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So John Calipari was the coach of the Nets, and he was a new coach in the NBA. And Arne Tellem, who was Kobe's agent, said, if you take Kobe, he's going to go to Duke.
No, he's going to go to Italy.
Or one of the two, Italy. Yeah. And he said he won't come play for you. And Calipari said, we're going to take him anyway. And the owners of the Nets said, you really want your first draft pick as a head coach in the NBA to be a guy that sits out and goes to Italy? And they talked Calipari out of it, and he took Kerry Kittles.
Which is a good player, but he wasn't Kobe.
Nice player, just, yeah. I mean.
And that allowed Carolina to take Kobe, mm-hmm. and then.
Everybody passed out.
Charlotte to take Kobe. And
the worst win, other than Michael's, is Michael Jordan. By far. Yeah. By far.
Michael, who's worse?
You know what? You guys, I got short memories. Nobody thought Michael Jordan was going to be Michael Jordan. James Worthy said, I didn't know he was going to be that great.
But Michael, what is a bigger mistake?
Okay,
if you say that's not it.
By the way, it's not meant to disparage Sam Bowie. He was a player.
We're talking about at the time of the draft where people have everybody
evaluated.
No,
we're talking about the end result, how it all turned out.
Yeah. Okay, sure. You could say Jordan was the biggest overlook in draft history. But at the time, nobody knew Jordan was Jordan. Not even Worthy.
But wait. Jordan was really good in college.
He was really good. But we didn't know he was going to be the greatest player ever.
Find this. Just type into a YouTube search, Bobby Knight on Michael Jordan. This is one of the most amazing pieces of sound ever. Somebody during the Olympics, remember the Olympics were in Los Angeles that year, and Bobby Knight was the head coach of Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
And some reporter walked up to him and said, who's the best player on your team? And he said, Michael Jordan. And the guy said, what do you think of Michael Jordan? And Knight nails it he knew, and no one would listen to him because Bobby Knight is famous for hyperbole.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bobby Knight would just tell you to go F off and get lost and blah, blah. But he knew. You got it, Brian? Listen to this. Okay, so this is before Michael Jordan had ever played an NBA game. Somebody walked up to Bobby Knight and said, what do you think of Jordan? Here's what he said.
The kid is just an absolutely great kid. If I were going to pick the three or four best athletes I've ever seen play basketball, he'd be one of them. I think he's the best athlete I've ever seen play basketball, bar none. If I were going to pick people with the best ability I'd ever seen play the game, he'd be one of them. If I were going to pick the best competitors that I'd ever seen play, he'd be one of them. So in the categories of competitiveness, ability, skill, and then athletic ability, he's the best athlete, he's one of the best competitors, he's one of the most skilled players. And that, to me, makes him the best basketball player that I've ever seen play.
Mm. I mean, how? I mean, he knew.
Think about this. He's not the only Knight that figured out Michael Jordan was going to be a superstar.
This is the subject of the movie Air.
The movie Air, which is great. Phil
and
said,
it was really Sonny Vaccaro into it.
And he said, basically, we'll give you your own shoe.
There is your answer, okay? What we just hear and then what he's telling you.
Well, then why didn't Houston draft him?
Because they took Olajuwon.
Yeah.
But that's six championships to two.
Right, but Olajuwon is not
but
a bust.
But they took a Hall of Famer. I know,
Sam,
I know. Yeah.
Sam Bowie for the second. I knew you'd like him, Michael. Second pick in the draft is a bust.
He would have been a
zero All-Star appearances.
He would have been a multiple-time All-Star and Hall of Famer if he could have stayed healthy. Sam had that kind of talent.
Yeah, if,
but that's
if,
part of it.
If,
it
if, we
it,
don't
it,
know he's going to get hurt.
And then you're going to go back and say, Pat Riley used to do this, and then my this and that, and Kareem was here and this, and when I was practicing with Kareem.
I'm glad you, Michael, how's Kareem doing? Do you know? Do you hear anything?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I haven't called him yet, but I called his assistant, Deborah, text. I'm waiting to hear back.
So if you didn't hear, over the weekend, Kareem was at a concert. Kareem loves music.
Yeah.
And he fell and broke his hip. Yeah. So he's in the hospital.
Had hip replacement now.
By the way, do you read all of Kareem's stuff that he sends out through
his
Substack?
I get emails from when he
won all kinds of awards for his Substack.
Oh, he's a fantastic writer.
It is fantastic.
And by the way, he writes about more than just sports. Most of the time, it's not about sports.
Yeah, no. In fact, every week on Fridays, he sends out, here's a movie recommendation, here's an album recommendation, here's an anime recommendation. Really smart.
Michael, there was a period of time, probably a 10-year period, where Kareem was the most recognizable person in the world, don't you think?
At least one of them, him and Muhammad Ali, of course.
Yeah, but Kareem, because he was so tall, anywhere he went in the world, people would know who he was.
All right. That's why I'm so smart. I sat at the feet of Kareem and learned basketball.
No,
there you go.
I was just going to tell you this, and I talked to Kareem. Kareem, aside from the fact that he was a very good NBA player.
Very good. Way to go on the limb there, Pepe.
Okay.
How about great?
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Great.
Very good player.
Aside from that, and every time I talked to him, he is very smart in a lot of subjects.
Yes.
Since you were so close to him, what happened to you?
Why aren't you writing books about jazz and Harlem?
Can't spell.
Yeah. I get your text messages. Yeah. You're the worst speller there ever has been.
I save characters.
How can you you never can recommend music or a movie or anything.
If I recommend Calypso on Reggae to you, are you going to listen to it?
Yes. Well, but at least you recommend it.
If you recommend it, yeah. All right. So what is it? What do you want to hear? We're going to bounce back with it. What do you want?
Why don't you Google Third World?
Okay, Third World, Brian. You got that?
You ever heard of Third World, Pepe?
Mace, you ready for a review?
Yeah.
Michael, what do you think of rap as a genre?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, I can rap. Listen to my crap.
Come on.
You're not even
a boomer. You're like older than a boomer. You're like boomer plus.
Crap. I'll show you the map. Who can't do this stuff?
Every time a rapper comes on, I would sit next to Michael. He'll go, Ireland, this is music. He's just talking.
There was a guy in Detroit who was rapping at halftime. His pants falling down around his ankles. Couldn't understand what he was saying. I could go out there and have my pants fall down.
For a generation, this is their poetry.
Sugar Hill Gang, Kool Moe Dee. Now that was talent.
Okay, so what are we doing? Third World when we come back?
Third World.
Brian's already on it.
All right, coming up next for you, we had everybody in the house. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. Big idea for the IST. Tonight, of course, is Banner Night. Big idea to make it even better for next year. And the story of a pro athlete and a stupid purchase.
Oh, this is good.
Coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland. Pepe's here. Michael Thompson is here. 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is this Third World?
This is Third World?
Yeah, it is Third World.
Michael, how's that? You don't even have headphones on.
I gotta wait.
Playing music for Michael, he doesn't even have headphones on.
I was hoping you'd play this song.
Now, is this the one you wanted?
Yeah, if I recommend this song, Pepe, would you listen to it?
It's actually
nice.
It's
actual
music.
Let me hear.
Is okay, it? Listen.
What is it, EDM?
It's reggae.
Oh,
yeah. I like it.
See, that,
yeah,
that
I
makes,
like it too.
So, see,
I like it.
So I do have intelligence from Kareem.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I would not put you in the Kareem level.
Like Kareem is in the 10th floor and you're in the basement.
So you're trying to tell me I learned nothing from Kareem and Pat Riley?
He's on the 10th floor, like in, what was that movie, Tower of...
Inferno?
No. What was the movie with Bruce Lee where he's like up on the Tower of Death? No, what's that? Game of Death.
Yeah,
of Death.
Where he fights Kareem?
Fights Kareem and he goes upstairs and fights Kareem. Yeah, you're down in the basement.
We're down in the basement.
So here's an idea to make the IST even better for next year. Obviously, it's banner night. We're all excited to see the banner raised. Mm-hmm. Aren't we?
Yes. Yeah. Quit mocking the IST banner.
Come on.
Did you hit crickets?
You're going to get us in trouble. The IST is a big deal.
I am happy.
Pepe, Michael, and I have to support the IST.
So here's an idea that's floating around. This is from The Athletic. The idea that next year the IST would have an additional team prize, team win, which is you would get the 15th pick in the NBA draft.
50.
Regardless of where your other picks are. It'd be a 31st pick in the first round.
Yeah, correct. 10.
Make it a 10th or something.
No, because you don't want to let him into the lottery. That you would put him in the top 10?
Top 10, yeah. Give him more incentive.
Now, how about this?
Okay.
If you win it,
yep,
you automatically get the 6th seed in the playoffs.
I'm also for that.
That's what Michael said. But Michael, you're very given to with things like that, but you don't even share your Tostitos. So I don't understand you. Seriously.
Because there's only so many Tostitos in the bag.
No.
I got a lot of guacamole.
Given this, given that. I like the giving them the 6th seed.
Yeah, and if you do better than that, you can have it.
You can have it, but you're guaranteed
for a team
at least.
Like the Lakers, that would be huge. For winning it, they would stay out of the play-in
tournament.
Guaranteed
they're not in the play-in,
That'd be very meaningful. The other thing they're talking about doing is eliminating Vegas as a component. In other words,
I think that's not good.
Well, but here's why they want to do it.
Yeah.
Then Laker fans would have been there for the semifinals and the finals because the Lakers were the number one seed.
They were there anyway.
Well, some did. Some went to Vegas. But
there's something...
Like Pepe's going out to Vegas to see you, too.
Yeah.
And we were talking off the air a second ago about the costs involved with that. That, you know, you got to go get a hotel room.
Yeah,
you got to get fly out there, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or drive,
but there's something
whatever.
Cool so about, this, hey,
what
we're
is
going
the
to Vegas.
Solution?
The solution would be take Vegas out of it.
And just play home games.
The team with the best record in the tournament hosts the other team all the way to the final, like they do in baseball. Like in baseball, there's never a neutral site. The Super Bowl is always at a neutral site.
Yes.
But in baseball and in the NBA Finals, you always play those games in an NBA arena. Adam Silver talked about this when he was at the IST. He did a press conference. He said, we're debating whether or not to – he goes, we feel bad that we've kicked home fans out of the arena and moved it here, as great as Vegas has been.
Right.
So I think it's on the table.
Yeah, see, I think it's cool that it's somewhere else. That you punch your ticket. Hey, we're going to Vegas.
I agree with you, and I think Vegas is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we are in the class of people who've got a little walking around money.
Yeah.
Right, Michael, you got a little walking around money.
A lot.
So Jalen Rose, why don't you set this
up?
Okay, Jalen Rose.
So Jalen Rose is on a podcast, and I'm going to ask each of you the same question that the podcaster asked Jalen Rose.
Okay.
They said, what is the stupidest thing you've ever purchased? And here's Jalen.
Start looking at these phones. I paid $15,000 for a Virtu phone.
I know what you're talking about. High-end cell phones that have no real features. They just look kind of nice.
It's like, oh, it's custom crafted by the same people who make Rolls Royce.
Right.
And you get a concierge, and you got all these plugs that work anywhere in the world, and all of this and all of that. I was like, I need that. Dumbest purchase. Not even close.
$15,000 for a cell phone with no features.
Yeah, that didn't do anything more than a regular cell phone. Mm. Pepe, what's the worst, I'll go first.
Other than your sweater, what's the worst purchase
first.
You've ever
Mace,
made?
Mace, I'm convinced that the dumbest thing we ever did was invest in that horse. Because it was just a bottomless money. It was fun.
I totally disagree. I had a blast during that.
We got to stand
in the winner's circle at Hollywood Park.
Was that worth the $5,000 plus each we spent on that horse?
For me, yes.
Yeah, either that.
Would it not be for you?
Either that or the internet radio.
Well, that guy just screwed me over, Dan Logan. Screw you.
You're speaking ill of the dead there.
Deserves it.
We invested in internet radio before streaming had been invented.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to start a radio station on the internet. So Mason and I went, we're getting in on the ground floor.
Let's invest.
You invested more than I did.
I invested a lot. Yeah.
And we ended up, that thing was out of business in less than a year.
Yeah.
So it'd be one, Michael, what's the dumbest thing you ever bought?
Well, I'm pretty practical with my money, Pepe. I don't really waste money. I think it's a sin to do that. And I enjoy living and living. Wake up, Pepe.
What's the answer?
I would say when I was in Italy, for some reason, and this was 1991, so you got to think of 1991 dollars. I saw a beautiful watch in a window, a brightening watch, cost $12,000, and I bought it. And I thought, this is ridiculous. Now, today, I'd watch it probably be like $30,000, $40,000.
For a watch. The most I've ever spent on a watch, which I no longer wear.
Yeah.
Is $500.
Yeah, me too. I've got my Apple Watch. Yeah. And that's
it. It was a beautiful watch, but I figured. So when I got back to the States, I was afraid I was going to lose it. I pawned it for six. So I got it back. You pawned it for six.
For $6.
So you
got
$6,000.
Pepe, how about you?
So many things. In 2004, Lakers played the finals in Detroit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we were there in Detroit, and we went. Just looking around, and we saw this
in Birmingham. We're staying in Birmingham, in that really nice part of town.
And this store had these beautiful watches. And the watch that I liked was $800.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to buy it because I really like it.
$100?
$800. I don't have as much money.
Do you still have it?
I have it, but I never wore it.
Yeah.
It still works?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Same thing. My watch that I bought. It's a great watch, but I don't even know if it works anymore. Brian, how about you? What's the dumbest purchase you made in your lifetime so far?
Most recently, off the top of my head, it was one of those Oculus VR things, and I returned it like a month
later.
Really?
Mace, who was it from? Juan bought those.
Right? Yeah, we have the Facebook
classes. Honest answer.
Yeah.
Do you still use them? When's the last time you used them?
3 weeks ago, I'd say. Four weeks ago.
Better than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, my wife.
No, it's definitely. Who were yours from?
Like
Facebook?
The Meta? Yeah,
Meta.
Facebook.
Meta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just didn't like. I don't know. I thought it would be, you know, this whole cool thing. Like, oh man,
didn't work for you.
Yeah, it didn't work for me. It made me kind of motion sickness too. So
that
like,
actually
I couldn't
is
do
one
it.
Of the things I was concerned when I went to see you too that I was going to get motion sickness.
No, but you don't. It's all it's like this. You're immersed in it, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
right.
It's a lot to take in, but the songs are 5 minutes long, so you have time to do everything. You can look at the band, you can look at the wall, you can look at the other people. It's a, you know what it is? It's as much a light show as it is
a
concert.
Yeah, it is. Okay, stupidest thing I ever bought. Because I'm a season ticket holder over at SoFi, I had the option to buy tickets to the national championship game last year. And I thought, this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to sell these for a lot of money.
Georgia TCU?
TCU totally screwed me. When TCU beat Michigan, all of a sudden there was no demand for Georgia TCU. Had it been Georgia Michigan, I would have made some money on those tickets. I ended up losing money. In fact, our friend Harris Rosner from VIP Tickets is the guy that helped me to offload those. But I lost a lot of money on those tickets.
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people have a ticket story like that.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I'm not a big
buy stuff guy.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Me either. All right, so here's the answer for my wife.
Yep.
1 year for Christmas, Lisa comes to me and she goes, I'm putting something on my Christmas list and I don't want you to laugh. And I said, okay, what is it? She goes, I want a keyboard.
Like a piano keyboard?
Yeah, like a piano.
Okay.
And I went, have you ever played a keyboard? She said, no, it's my dream. Don't make fun.
It's her dream to don't play make the keyboard?
Yes. Don't make fun of my dream. And I went, all right. So I went out and I bought her one of those, you know, keyboards. I didn't buy her a piano, but I bought her a keyboard that, yeah.
Like a Yamaha.
Yeah, that costs, I don't know, costs between $500 and $1,000. She used it for 2 weeks and it has never been touched since. And that was 15 years
wow.
ago.
Wow.
And I said, I will now make fun of your next dream, whatever that is. Like this year on her Christmas list, she put a telescope. Oh, I didn't get
a telescope.
I didn't get.
What the hell is she
going to
do with the telescope?
That's what I said. I didn't get it.
Look at this planet.
She's on her own.
She's just making stuff up.
Yeah,
now.
It's like, yeah. I'm not getting it.
Is she still playing the keyboard?
No.
And a year from now, she won't be looking at the
exactly.
stars.
If she's getting the telescope, and if she don't want it, I'll take it. I love the planets.
Pepe, what do you want for Christmas?
A Lakers championship.
Yeah. You have one tonight,
Pepe. You got a championship.
Yeah, you got your wish.
My wish for is just to be with my grandkids or for my grandkids to open the presents and be happy.
That's nice.
No, really.
You know what I want? This is going to sound stupid. I would like a chain. I would like to have a chain that I wear. I used to wear one all the time. Now I would like to get one. Not with...
You mean like a rapper chain?
No.
With a big M?
Not with a big M.
Big M chain. I'm getting you a big M chain.
Just a nice silver chain. Yeah. That's what I want. A nice silver chain. But I'm going to have to buy it myself because I don't think anybody will buy it for me.
Have you hinted to Jesus about that?
We don't give gifts at Christmas time. Although this year... John, we bought a 2-for-1 massage chair.
You are going to love that thing, man. I got mine over the weekend. It will change your life.
Yeah?
How heavy of a chain do you want?
I want a decent-sized chain.
You want like the rappers wear,
like
Pepe.
A Floyd
the
Mayweather
big,
chain.
The big, bold ones.
Like a Mayweather chain.
I want it to be, I'm going to wear it to be seen.
Hey, you know, you've heard of 2 chains, right?
Yes.
You should be 3 chains.
3 chains! I like that. All right, tell you what, coming up next for you, the Tennessee Titans may have committed a throwback foul yesterday.
I saw this.
We will do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland. We got Michael here. We got Pepe here. It's championship night, 710 ESPN.
All right, you probably know that BBGO is the official game day snack of the Lakers. You see BBGO on all the Laker uniforms, but it's much more than that. BBGO is available in your local supermarket in the frozen food aisle, and it promises bold, authentic Korean flavor. Whether for a meal or a snack, BBGO is the perfect way to flavor up your next get-together. It is America's favorite and number one Asian snack brand. BBGO believes that food brings people together, and there's no better way than to share some premium, delicious Korean flavor. Bergman, Michael, and I have all been to events when the BBGO truck shows up. It's like the ice cream truck rolls in, man. Everybody can't get enough of this BBGO food. Go to your local supermarket, go to the frozen food section, and say, where is the BBGO? Trust me, throw it in your freezer. One day you'll thank me because it's great. It's good for a snack. It's good for a meal. BBGO, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You know, the funny thing is, when we go to commercial break, Michael and Pepe just
keep
back
arguing
and forth and back. Yeah. I don't even know what they're. I can't even keep track of the arguments.
It's like hitting my head against a brick wall. He won't get what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's too bad. No, communication difficult between these two.
Yeah.
All right,
teach me Spanish, Pepe, so you can understand me.
John, do you believe?
Hey, but Mace, before you ask me that,
yes.
And thank you to Michael Roth for forwarding this. Kareem has just written about his condition.
Oh, he has.
Here's what he writes. Quote, "You may have heard that Humpty Kareem had a great fall. It's true. I was at Manhattan Transfer's final public concert at Disney Hall, ready to read a letter from Kamala Harris and provide some praise of my own for a group I love and admire, but I fell and was carted off to UCLA hospital with a broken hip. I'd like to say I fell while trying to save a child from plunging over a balcony, but I just tripped. Hard for me to accept that a once world-class athlete just stumbled, but age is the great equalizer and humbles us all. Now I'm a world-class patient in a bed, convalescing from a hip replacement like 450,000 other Americans every year. I'm writing to you because that's what I do. However, after this week, I'll take a week or so off to recuperate and spend time with my family. When I return, it will be with a shiny new hip and a lot of shiny new thoughts to share.
Is Clapper hooking him up?
So Kareem is there.
Sending him lots of vibes to recover quickly. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. All right. John, do you realize that So the Dodgers obviously got Shohei Ohtani last week.
Right.
There were two other teams that made exactly the same offer. It was the Giants.
Okay.
And the Jays. They offered the whole deal, $700
million. So he had his choice of those three.
He went back to the Angels. His agent went back to the Angels after this process was all done. And I don't know if he would have signed there or not, but they were given an option to match, and they chose not to.
Well, I was thinking about something over the weekend.
That's a bad indictment on Ohtani.
Well, no, it's not.
I thought all he wanted to do was win, so why would he go back to the Angels?
He gave, because that was his team, he gave them an opportunity.
So the Angels would have matched, he'd have went back to the Angels and keep losing?
I don't know what would have happened. I just know if I was Artie Moreno, I would have made the offer so I could say, hey, we made the same offer that the Dodgers did.
Yeah, if you're a fan of a team, you can never outrun a bad owner.
Yeah, it's true.
I was thinking about that about the Chargers this weekend. Why is Artie Moreno
because
bad?
Because he spends money trying to win.
Right,
Have you seen the product?
Yeah, but he's spending money. He bought in the kid from Washington. What's his name? The third baseman who got hurt.
Yeah, Anthony Rendon. Fantastic. Yeah.
Michael,
yeah,
they have
Josh Hamilton.
They have no pitching, zero. He forgot to build a pitching staff. And because of that, they have Ohtani went 0-6 in playoff seasons. So, but if you have a bad owner, it's Brian, I feel bad for you because you're a Chargers fan. I don't think they're ever going to be able to outrun the Spanoses. No matter, the Spanoses did the right thing by firing Brandon Staley and Tom Telesco. But do you have any confidence they'll do the right thing now?
Not really. And the article you sent this morning, too, about the Chargers coaches, I think it said since 1984 or something like that, they've only hired three coaches that have had actual head coach experience.
Right. Mm.
So it makes me think that, the Belichick, the Hardball, it's not going to happen.
Why bring in retreads? Give some young guy a chance.
Oh, it hasn't worked so far.
They did
with Brandon Staley.
Brandon Staley.
So should have gone and get some retread who got fired before.
Look what happened.
I mean, look what happened when they got this guy. He should have been fired at halftime during the game.
You know, Pepe, I actually thought that might happen. I actually thought that it was so bad. It was 42-0 at halftime.
Nobody was watching anymore.
I thought even Stu Lance, who loves football more than anything, turned it off and watched a movie. Yeah, that's how bad that game was. But it is, the two leading candidates, Michael, right now in Vegas to get the Charger job are Bill Belichick and Jim Harbaugh. You would move away from that because they're quote-unquote retreads?
No, Harbaugh took a team to the Super Bowl. I'm talking about guys who got fired before who never won anything. Harbaugh's fine, and obviously Belichick's Belichick, but of those, if they can convince Harbaugh to come, I don't blame them.
I would rather have Harbaugh than Belichick, Mace.
Me too.
You?
I would much rather have Harbaugh.
I'm not sure Belichick at this point in his life is even a good coach anymore.
No, and I've also heard that the idea might be that Belichick comes here not as coach but as executive general manager type guy, president of the organization.
Well, the job is now open.
Yeah, it is.
I think he will get
the Telesco job.
If he comes to Los Angeles, he will come as coach, as general manager.
You think they'd give him both gigs?
They'd give him what he has in New England.
Yeah.
Or he gets that deal like Pete Carroll got where it's like, I choose my own general manager.
And tell him what to do.
Do
you think he could win because he's got Justin Herbert?
No. I don't think Bill Belichick is a guy that – he's finally got a good quarterback, but he's got a 33-41 record without Tom Brady.
Yeah, but Herbert's pretty good.
He is, but I don't believe that the Bill Belichick thing works anymore.
He couldn't take Herbert to the next level?
I don't think he's that guy.
He's a defensive coach.
Yeah, he's a defensive coach.
I told Michael last night, if I was Baltimore,
yep.
I don't know who their GM is now. It used to be Ozzie Newsome. They got a new guy. But I would pull a Les Snead and offer two number ones so I could take Marvin Harrison and pair him with Lamar Jackson. I think it would be that big of a hit. Remember when the Rams traded two number ones to get Goff, then they traded two number ones to get Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah.
And you know, Lesney just doesn't worry about draft picks. And if I were the Ravens, I'd do the same. You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. Look what Jamar Chase has done for Joe Burrow, of course.
Right.
That's a given. Come on.
Yeah. Wait a minute. But would you give it a lot? Most teams would say, no way am I giving up two number ones. Most teams won't even give up one number one.
For
Marvin Harrison.
Marvin Harrison?
Yeah.
Of course.
You'd give up your number one this year and your number one next year?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. I mean, like, who's going to get – I mean, I would.
And yeah, you put him with Lamar, and I don't know how you stop.
By the way, yesterday, in that, I was looking at highlights of that Kansas City game. Boy, I'll tell you what, you look at Mahomes' face after Kadarius Toney
dropped
that ball and led to an interception, and Patrick's like, I keep putting my trust in this guy.
Oh, I got no sympathy for him. They had Tyreek Hill and let him go. That's their own fault. He could have spoke up and says, you know what, Andy Reid, I need this guy. Don't let him go. Tyreek Hill. They didn't want to pay him.
So and the worst thing that ever happened was after they did that, they went out and won the Super Bowl. So now they think they don't need Tyreek Hill. They do.
They absolutely need all the only guy they've got that's legit. I mean, Kadarius Toney was a first-round pick. Not for them. Second-round pick, Sky
Giants,
Moore.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy, the second-round pick, is actually their best guy is Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
He's actually the one guy who catches
the ball. But they do need a guy like Hill, and they're not going to have it.
Yeah, no, not going to have it. All right, going to do some What's Up, Fool? Coming up next, we got Bergman throwing his stuff. We got producer Brian throwing his stuff. We will do that coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so you guys have seen a lot of basketball movies, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
Most of them.
I'd
most
say.
Basketball movies.
Yeah.
So something called Hoop Herald said that the top five best basketball scene, the best basketball scene they ever saw in a movie was when Denzel Washington was playing Ray Allen in, what was
He Got Game.
He Got Game, yeah.
Right.
So what do you think was the best basketball scene in a movie that you've seen?
Michael, you were in one.
Yes, the fish that saved Pittsburgh when the referee called an offensive foul on me, and I turned around and looked in disgust in the camera and waved the referee away. I think that was the greatest.
It's a great film. That was a great film moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was realistic acting.
I'll tell you the movie I think has the best basketball is Hustle, the movie that Adam Sandler made last year. It had Anthony Edwards, and it had – who was the lead? The lead of Hustle
Juan
was
Toscano. No, not Juan Toscano.
Hernan Gomez.
Yes.
Yeah, Juancho Hernan Gomez.
Yeah, those were the two.
That one is really cool.
Basketball was very, very real. Felt really real in that. And Adam Sandler, it's one of his best roles, I think.
There's a movie called Fast Break.
I remember it.
With Gabe Kaplan. And he takes over a small school in Nevada, and he brings in all these ringers, including Michael Bernard King.
That's right.
And leads them to national prominence. A Fast Break, the most underrated basketball movie of all time.
Pepe, you got one?
I like Fast Break.
Yep, very good. Hoosiers is probably the most popular. Accepted one. Yeah.
Nobody's going to mention Blue Chips. But
yeah,
Shaq,
I was thinking Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is great.
Shaq dunking on people.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's a fun
Penny Hardaway.
Streetball. What about White Man Can't Jump?
Yeah.
Fun like movie. Mm-hmm. Entertaining
like
movie.
Like Mike Bryan
said. Little bow wow with the NBA players, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
What's up, fool?
Usually sports movies are fake, though. I hate them.
They can be, yes, absolutely.
Especially the fight boxing movies. Guys yeah. are hitting each other with haymakers so nobody's getting knocked out.
Although Michael B. Jordan actually got knocked out when he was making Creed.
Michael B. Jordan, he's actually the heavyweight champion of the world in that movie, right?
Right.
He weighs 180 pounds. Heavyweight champion, my butt. I could whoop him.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys, so I was out with my friends yesterday drinking, and they all know that I'm a big Dodger fan. And yep. they were all, you know, giving me, oh, Ohtani, you're still not going to win kind of a deal. But the biggest talking point to them was that the Dodgers now have 37 Tommy Johns on their roster. How big of an issue do you think this is actually going to be
Wait
over
a minute.
The season?
Wait, there are a total of 37 Tommy John surgeries on the Dodger roster?
On the Dodger roster, yeah, right now.
Wow!
Wait.
That's a bunch.
Is that right? Possible? 37?
37?
No,
well,
one,
everybody,
no one has more than two.
Dustin May, Walker Buehler's had two, yeah. Shohei's had two. Bad. So there's five right there. How do we get to 37?
It's got
to
be like... You know, relievers too, and maybe the AAA
right.
guys.
So,
and
in
such.
Other words, it's
they
not-
say most high school pitchers have them now.
Well, I mean, I used to, when I was doing rehab at a place, rehabilitation on my neck, there were guys, you know, kids, high school kids, who had just had their Tommy Johns, and they were like, now we're ready to go. People think you're not good until you have a Tommy John. Get it out of the way, right?
Right?
Now, the second Tommy John's a separate thing, but guys do come back from second Tommy John's. Walker Buehler, this is his second. Shohei, this is his second. So there are guys, some guys are accounting for more than just one.
And I think the stat kind of came out once they Dodgers signed Glasnow, because didn't he have Tommy John as well?
I think
that's when they kind of like put it over the top.
Yep. So this says 6 days ago, the Dodgers 40-man roster has a combined total of 14 Tommy John surgeries.
But
that's a lot.
You're producing, what about producer Brian and his numbers that he's right. bringing to the
37.
Team?
37.
I think this on the X.
Are they talking about minor leaguers too? Who maybe had it done?
And that might be, because it said like whole organization.
Yeah. So what do you tell them?
What do you mean?
What do you tell your friends about that?
Oh,
how
don't
do
matter.
You defend,
Dodgers in four,
how
baby.
Do you defend
Dodgers
in four?
We got Ohtani.
Look, I think that ultimately what Andrew Friedman's looking for is value. And sometimes you get value in guys that have already had a surgery. He signed guys that he knew weren't going to pitch in that season just for down the line. So Friedman is always looking for a bargain, and a lot of times a guy who's had a Tommy John or is in the process of recovering from a Tommy John, you can sign for a really good price, and they can be effective afterwards.
What's up, fool?
I guess so.
That's pretty good. I'll sign up for that answer. That was a good answer.
Nice.
Not sure what I'm saying, but...
Our Cowboys kicker Brandon Aubrey has had a pretty good rookie season so far.
He hasn't missed yet, has he?
No, he has not. And so he set the record as well this year. And he made his jump from soccer to the NFL because he said it was his wife's idea.
Hmm.
So my question to you, is there anything that your partners have, you know, encouraged you to do that have turned out to be, you know, life-changing?
Well, I'm sure there's something.
What did Juan tell me that has become life-changing?
I'm about to come out.
No, he was not really... involved in it. Oh, he's involved, but he wasn't pushing
me. He didn't
me.
Encourage you.
No, he did not encourage it. What has Lisa done for you?
Well, this house we're building in Idaho is all her.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she had to talk me into it. I never want to spend money on anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I tell you, and I'm glad I did. It's been a really fun project for her, and she's done great with it, and it's almost done, and so probably that.
The one thing Juan always says is avoid gossip. I try to avoid gossip. He has an expression. Head down, pencil up. In other words, just keep working. Don't get involved in the drama. Don't get involved in the
That's a very good advice.
Yeah, it's good advice, and I practice it. I live by that. I live by that. What about you, Pepe? What's Liz told you?
Well, my deceased wife is the one that made me take the decision to leave the job that I was doing before, and to start on what I'm doing now.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you doing before you got the Laker job?
I work for an airline for 20 years.
Oh, no kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I never knew that.
Did you get free flights?
All the time.
All the time.
Which airline did you work for?
Mexicana Airlines.
Oh, wow. Good.
Nice.
It doesn't longer exist. And those were 20 great years. I met my wife over there.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
And then...
That's a great story.
I had the decision, and she said, go for the Lakers.
Yeah, nice. What about any of your lady friends, Bergman?
My ex-wife.
Your fleet of women.
Yes, there's so many. My ex-wife told me to get out of radio, so that was good advice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's paying off.
Told me to go into what was it, money management?
Yeah.
That was the right thing for
sure.
Yeah, not
what about Allison, Brian? Allison pushing you to do anything?
Not that I could think of, honestly.
No, nothing?
How about you, Mike?
Nothing.
Well, Julie told me to accept my sons as mine, so that was pretty good. That turned out to pretty good.
What are you talking about? They are your sons.
Well, it took me a while to recognize that.
Come on.
I'm telling you, you're so stupid, Michael. I mean, really, when I think that you just reach your limit, somehow you find a way to go over.
Somehow you realize it may indeed be limitless.
Yeah, okay. It's not.
You know, sometimes you don't accept it in your kids. You know, but sometimes it turned out to be pretty good.
All right.
Michael's the only person I've ever met who will admit that he likes one of his kids better than the other two.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's like the ultimate in honesty.
Pepe, yeah.
I asked him, who's your favorite kid? And without hesitation, he just goes, Trace. He's the only one who listens to me.
He listens to my advice.
Yeah.
The other two's like, shut up, Dad.
Like a little Dion, you got the kid
treat
rankings.
Me like Pepe treats me.
There you go.
What's up, Foo?
All right, guys, so me and MT were kind of talking about this before the show, but In-N-Out opened their first store in Idaho.
Yep, yeah, 7-8 hour wait.
Yeah. 8 hour wait, in the cold, too. It's not like, you
30
know.
30 degrees.
Yeah. What's the longest you guys would wait for your favorite food item?
Well, I hate lines. I will not wait in a line for anything. If
even
I walk in
and out?
In-N-Out, I kind of go into it knowing that there's a line. Right. But here's my exception. The one time I will allow waiting in line is when I have my son with me, because I don't want him to have the impatience that I have. So when we went to Disneyland, Brian, for the first time, he really wanted to go on that new Cars ride, and the line was 2.5 hours, and we waited the whole time. And I said, Jack, this is going to be hard. You know, you're going to have to be patient. And he goes, I really want to do it. And I went, and we did. We waited 2.5 hours.
You don't buy the express pass?
I did. With the express pass, it was 2.5 hours.
With the express pass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, Pepe, because I work at ESPN, I get to go into the park an hour early, still 2.5 hours.
Damn.
It was right when that ride came out, when the movies were really popular. And so that's the longest I've ever waited in line for anything.
I don't like to wait in lines. I used to when I was young.
But you mentioned earlier that you like Starbucks. If I walk into the Starbucks downstairs and there's more than five people in line, I'm out.
Yeah, but that's where the order ahead feature is.
Yeah.
I mean, the order ahead feature for Starbucks is like one of the great inventions, because I walk in, pick up my stuff, leave. And by the way, I was looking up.
How does In-N-Out have that feature? In-N-Out should have, because In-N-Out's the only one I wait in line
but
for.
But In-N-Out is a drive-through, but in essence, anyway.
You can still walk in if you don't
if they have a parking lot, yeah.
But, I mean, you wait like 10 or 15 minutes in In-N-Out.
Not the In-N-Out I go
to. No, more like 30 to 40.
In-N-Out lines are really. You know what else is really long lines? Is Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Chick-fil-A always has
really
long lines.
There is a Chick-fil-A in Torrance that has a line no matter what time of day it is.
Permanent line, yeah.
It's like it can be like a non-peak, like 10 in the morning, line, 25 cars. 3 in the afternoon, 25 cars. I don't understand it. There is no off-peak at this Chick-fil-A. It's like there's a line from the minute it opens until the minute it closes.
Probably you guys remember this, Mace.
Yeah.
We used to wait in line and spend the whole night to buy tickets to go see a concert.
Sure.
Did anybody do it?
All night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went for Billy Joel the first time that he was at the Forum.
Yep.
I spent the whole night waiting in line.
Pepe, when I was in college, 1985 NBA Finals, you had to go down to the Forum and wait in line to get a lottery number.
A number, yeah.
And so if your lottery number was over 5,000, you weren't getting tickets.
I remember
that. So I went down with my roommate. We went down at like 2 in the morning. We closed down a bar, went down there, slept in our car, got in the line, and I get my lottery number, 7,260. And I go,
that's really frustrating.
I look at him. I go, what's yours? He goes, 48. So we got tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we needed one of us to get lucky, and he got lucky.
That used to be a thing. You stay all night and try to get the tickets. That was like a common thing. I remember doing it for the Jackson 5 Victory Tour. The Victory Tour.
Wait, nobody could get tickets to.
It was so hard to get to, and you waited all night for him.
Yeah, I did it for a lot of concerts.
That's the only time I ever saw Michael Jackson was the Victory Tour. Right.
The girl I was dating got 10 tickets to that tour mailed to her house, and she never ordered them. It was a misorder.
She went?
Who did that?
The girl I was dating in college.
Oh, wow.
And she went. I didn't want to go because I didn't think it would work. I think that they
would. Freebie out of the blue ticket? I don't think I'd trust
somebody's going to cancel those tickets. I'm not going. So she took a bunch of her girlfriends.
Yeah.
It worked. They sat in the It worked without a hitch.
It's kind of, in 1981, a friend called me and said, "You want to go see the Rolling Stones at the?"
I went to that concert. Prince, Jay Giles, George Thorogood, and the Stones.
One of the greatest concerts.
Oh, wow, and they that's booed a great Prince show. Off the
and
stage.
And they threw shoes. Right. You were the same there the yeah. night that I was there.
Yeah. Wait, and people took their shoes off and threw them
yeah,
at Prince.
It was before It was before Purple Rain.
Wow. It was 1981, I remember yeah. exactly.
And because, so Prince wasn't Prince yet.
Was it Pepe who threw the shoes?
No. A friend called me and said, "Do you want tickets?" And I said, "Yeah, how much?" "No, free. How many do you want?" I said, "Okay, two." So we went for free. And yeah. then the next day, I bought tickets.
They don't do those super concerts
no,
anymore
they
where
don't
you put
really.
That was
although,
a great concert.
Like, they used to have a thing called Cal Jam
yeah.
in the 80s where they would set up like. It was like a
well now they have Coachella and
what did Bob Geldof start that Queen was in something
Live Aid yeah.
yeah they don't do those shows anymore where like well Coachella's probably the closest thing
Coachella,
to it,
stage
where somebody
coach.
Comes on at 1 o'clock and then they just keep bringing bands on until it's 2 a.m.
yeah so yeah. If you went to that Rolling Stones concert where Prince played and. Did you bring an extra shoe to throw, or did you actually take
no,
a shoe off your foot and
no,
throw it? Did you only have one shoe after the concert?
I was surprised.
That's a very good question.
I was surprised to see that, really.
Yeah.
When you think of shoes being thrown, what do you think of?
George Bush.
George Bush yeah. ducking out. Yeah. That was like the greatest yeah. move of all, yeah. like ducking out of that shoe and never missing a beat.
But I always wondered what you asked. The guy who threw his shoe, did he walk home with one shoe?
Yeah, yeah. that's a very it's a
no,
very
no,
weird
him,
thing to have thrown.
Yeah, probably.
yeah.
They probably locked that guy up. Yeah.
All right,
with one shoe.
Coming up next, if you're a football announcer, is it a requirement that you talk about Taylor Swift? We'll do that coming up next.
Maybe.
Mason in Ireland. Pepe's here. Michael's here. 710 ESPN.